Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 412, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Yeah, I'm in a good mood. I'm in a darn good mood today.
Good to hear.
Had a nice lunch. It's been a beautiful kind of day doing indoor things. It wasn't so rocking the charts if you were out expecting to get some sunshine. But Austin's going to cover that, telling us in the next couple of days it'll probably be iffy. But to the weekend's looking good, right?
Yes.
See, that's a very definitive statement. He's going to expand on it. Is that right?
Yes, and just a few minutes, I'll be giving you a deep dive on the traffic and weather together.
Okay, let's go ahead and look at three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Pensacola residents will get an opportunity to weigh in on the reopening of the Bay Bluffs Park along Scenic Highway. Mayor Reeves confirmed the city will hold a listening session. This will happen on October 22nd at the Vickery Resource Center. The session will help determine what they're going to do first, what gets built first, and how soon Bay Bluffs can safely reopen. Some pretty easy things to manage there. The city has about $2 million available to begin planning and construction of that project.
Number two.
And the city of Pensacola wants to honor the late Reverend John Powell, a longtime community advocate, with an honorary street renaming. Mayor Reeves confirmed the block of Belmont Street between DeVilliers and Roos Streets would receive honorary signage in Powell's name. The city council expected to consider the proposal in October, with a dedication ceremony tentatively set for November 1st.
Number three.
Listen, I knew Reverend Powell for many years. What a great man and what a loss to our community when he passed. Scammy commissioners passed a budget for fiscal year 2025-2026. That is more than $750 million. The board also passed a countywide millage rate of 6.6, a 3% pay raise for county employees, and double the annual fee for fire protection services.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, just getting a couple of these out of the way here. A man who worked for the Escambia County School District accused of drug trafficking, Kendrick Johnson, was arrested yesterday. He worked as a coach for Escambia County Public Schools. The district says the allegations are reprehensible and the employee was fired immediately once it learned of the charges.
Okay, Pensacola State College trustee Zach Smith raising some concerns about leadership over at the college. Well, and he went on to say a recent PSC Board of Trustees meeting, actually, he was attending that, told the board he was concerned that Dr. Ed Meadows hasn't provided enough oversight into making sure the college is not spending money on anything DEI related. It is 4:15. News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, now getting in with the weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas reminds you to be 1 week ready. To learn more, visit gulfbreezenaturalgas.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, luckily it doesn't look like too much is going on that should really shock you. We got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some on Mobile Highway near the intersection with Michigan Avenue. And on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Worst looking spots outside of that would probably have to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, going to be a low of 72 tonight. Yeah, we got these rainfall chances sitting at around 60% heading into your Friday. They'll start to lessen, though, throughout the day. And come Friday night, they should be just about dissipated as we get into your Saturday and Sunday. No rainfall chances in sight.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Court officials in the state here in Florida say the man now charged with an arson attack on a synagogue last week was turned in by his own family. Evan Brown has more from Miami.
Prosecutors in Charlotte County, Florida, say the man now charged with setting fire to the Chabad synagogue in Punta Gorda was given up to law enforcement by his aunt. Police say the aunt of suspect Blake Hoover was told by his mother he had grown increasingly angry and hateful towards Jews, and that his previous threats and statements led her to believe he could be the culprit. The fire burned a classroom in the synagogue last Friday in the hours before the start of the Sabbath, when synagogues often hold worship services. The attack also came days before the start of the holy days of Rosh Hashanah. Hoover is now facing both Florida state charges as well as a federal prosecution. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. Also going on in the Sunshine State, a pharmaceutical company will pay millions to Florida for allegedly giving kickbacks. Attorney General James Uthmeyer announced yesterday that Gilead Sciences has agreed to pay the state $3 million to settle claims it paid providers to improperly promote the company's HIV/AIDS drugs. Uthmeyer says Big Pharma will be held accountable when it puts profits ahead of patients by unlawfully promoting drugs. The $3 million will go to the Florida Medicaid program.
Afternoon, everybody. It's 417 News Radio 92.3. A proposed constitutional amendment has been filed in Tallahassee seeking to impose 12-year term limits on county commissioners and school board members. If lawmakers pass the proposal, it's going to need voter approval in the 2026 November elections. By the way, the 2026 legislative session getting underway January 13th, 2026.
And Governor Ron DeSantis was at FIU today, where he said Florida's robust school choice programs are providing the best educational opportunities for every student. He called charter schools public schools without teachers' unions, as now teachers can opt out of joining a union, and also mentioned that Florida has been number one in the nation for higher education 10 years in a row.
Okay, a man in Plantation, Florida, is accused of stealing a car with two children still inside. Jack Royer reports from Plantation on News Radio 92.3.
45-year-old Trevon Gaines charged with two counts of kidnapping. Police say it was raining that evening. A woman left her car running with her two children in the back and tried to run inside for just 2 minutes. All the time Gaines needed, police say, to take off with the car. Police say Gaines dropped the children off miles away where the 10-year-old holding her infant sister asked for help. After dumping the stolen car, police say Gaines started using the mother's debit card. Using his own name, cops say he took a cab to the Hollywood Smoke Shop, where police say he's seen on camera charging $120 to the woman's card.
My goodness. Embreeze Airways adding its first international route from Tampa International Airport. Starting February 11th, the airline will offer nonstop flights to Montego Bay, Jamaica, twice a week. The new service is pending government approval and will run on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Introductory fares will start at $99 each way.
Okay, jury selection underway now for a Guatemalan man in the U.S. illegally who was accused in 2024 of murdering two people in Dover, Florida. Tampa Bay's Mariah Harrison has more.
Angel Kuzchuk has been in custody for over a year now, waiting without bail. Kuzchuk was arrested in April of 2024 in the brutal killing of his girlfriend, Amalia Kopchuk-Depek, and her four-year-old daughter, Juana Estrella. The three of them lived together in Dover. The two victims were found beaten and stabbed to death near their home. Kuzchuk went on the run after the discovery, but reportedly confessed to his brother, who then turned him in to local authorities. Investigators found him in the woods about 2 miles away from the scene. Victims' family members say they want justice here, not at home in Guatemala.
All righty, 419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you and another quick check of the roads and weather before we send you off into Fox News for the bottom of the hour update right here on News Radio 92.3.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sergeant R.J. Anderson's dream was to take to the skies.
I've always wanted to be a soldier, but my ultimate goal was to be a pilot. I think I was meant to fly. I had just applied to be a part of the 160th SOAR Regiment, and I was going to airborne school that next Monday. So I decided to go on a motorcycle ride with my buddies. We were going through a turn, and that's all I remember. That's the day everything changed. I was told by the doctor that I would never walk again. Thanks to Paralyzed Veterans of America, competing in adaptive sports lit my fire again. They help you transition for the rest of your life to that individual that you want to be. Sports like hand cycling really pushes you to find who you are in that redefining moment after injury. With PVA Sports, I've found my freedom. Now when I think about my future, the possibilities are endless.
For more information, visit pva.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. Not a bad afternoon. It's starting to clear up a bit out there. Temps in the 80s. Hope you're having a good day. Thanks a lot for having us on. The Labor Department reporting this, and this relates to the labor market. It held up actually better than expected last week. So this is some positive news coming out on the economic front. Mm-hmm. Jenny Casola has those numbers for you.
Be cooling, but it appears layoffs are still subdued. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits fell by 14,000 to 218,000 last week. It's the lowest level since mid-July. Economists were expecting an increase. And continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, remained in the range of 1.9 million in the week ending September 13th. A separate report reveals stronger than expected economic growth in the spring. The second quarter gross domestic product has been revised higher to 3.8% growth. It's a sign the economy rebounded in the spring after a drop earlier in the year attributed to trade disputes. Ginny Cosella, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. It wasn't pretty on the markets again. This is a third straight down day for those numbers. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks falling for a third straight session, the first time that has occurred since the end of March, as tech stocks retreat and as investors worry that stronger than expected employment and growth data will reduce the chances of further interest rate cuts from the Fed. The gross domestic product has been revised higher at 3.8% in the second quarter, a sign that the economy rebounded in the spring. Shares of Intel rose over 8% after jumping more than 6% on Wednesday. The chipmaker has reportedly approached Apple asking for an investment. The Dow went IBM, Apple, and Chevron, the Dow decliners, Amgen, Salesforce, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 174 points, the Nasdaq lower by 113, S&P 500 down 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still got those backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also have some developing on I-10 now. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound, passing over Avalon Boulevard. That's passing exit 22. There's a heavy wave of congestion there from an accident being reported. Also have some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon over in Gulf Breeze. Last major spot's going to be Brent Lane. If you are traveling westbound towards I-110, there's an accident in that area causing a wave of backups at this time. And I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Now, as for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 72. Going to be some rainfall chances tonight that'll slowly dissipate throughout your Friday. Come Saturday and Sunday, should be clear.
Yeah, you know, I pointed it out to you. We saw Alan Strum's forecast, and he lowered the percentages of rain for tomorrow. It went from 70 to 40% tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me it's pop-up showers we're talking about.
Yay.
And we're pop-up coming back in there. Anyway, going to be a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Be careful. Two tropical systems out there in the Atlantic are posing a risk to land. Third could be developing. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Hurricane Gabrielle is on a direct path to the Azores, the island chain in the North Atlantic about 1,000 miles west of Portugal. A hurricane warning is posted there. The islands have not quite a quarter million residents. Tropical storm Humberto is destined to become a major hurricane by Sunday morning. It is currently east of the Bahamas, but it is traveling to the west and to the north in the direction of the U.S. Atlantic coast, though no watches or warnings are posted yet. Another low-pressure system sitting right over the Bahamas is now expected to grow into a tropical storm within 48 hours. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And officials say notes with anti-ICE and anti-government rhetoric were found at the residence of the suspect in yesterday's Dallas ICE facility shooting. The shooting left one detainee dead and two others injured. Other notes found indicated he acted alone and wanted to cause terror for agents.
Okay, Congress at odds as a government shutdown deadline approaches. Still up in the air there. Ryan Schmeltz has the latest from Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries want an extension of subsidies under the Affordable Care Act as part of a government funding deal to avoid a shutdown. Senate Majority Leader John Thune on CNN says he's willing to talk about health care, but that shouldn't be a part of a funding package.
This is a program that's desperately in need of reform.
Thune expects to have the Senate vote early next week on a clean extension of government funding until the end of November. The funding deadline to avoid a shutdown is September 30th. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And authorities say the accused gunman in the assassination of Charlie Kirk made contact with an officer hours after the shooting occurred. According to authorities, Tyler Robinson encountered a police officer near where investigators recovered the alleged murder weapon in the woods of Utah Valley University's campus. The officer was guarding the perimeter around 6:30 p.m. on September 10th. After authorities placed the campus on lockdown, Robinson faces charges including aggravated murder.
I know you were touching on the Dallas ICE attack story just a second ago here, and I wanted to advance this just a bit. Speaking to Christian Goodwin just before we came on here, she has an update on that targeted attack.
Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson revealing a search of Joshua Yon's home found notes revealing he wanted to maximize ICE fatalities when opening fire on the Dallas facility.
What he did is the very definition of terrorism.
Officials say the 29-year-old who killed a detainee and injured two other detainees before fatally shooting himself likely acted alone, taking part in a high degree of pre-attack planning.
He knew with a high likelihood ICE detainees would be transported that morning in the exact location where he was facing from his perch on a nearby rooftop.
Joe Rothrock, FBI agent in charge of the Dallas field office, noting Yon legally obtained the 8mm bolt-action rifle used. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Grand jury considering whether to indict former FBI Director James Comey. David Spunt has a story on News Radio 92.3.
Some congressional Republicans say that he lied to Congress, but the grand jury is looking into allegations that former FBI Director Comey may have lied before Congress on September 30th, 2020. That date is very specific because the statute of limitations for lying to Congress is typically 5 years. Next Tuesday marks exactly 5 years since Comey's testimony. It's unclear, though, if a grand jury will vote to indict Comey. They may not return an indictment. They have the option to say yes or no to an indictment. This is a grand jury in Virginia. To be clear, James Comey has not been indicted at this moment, and he's not facing any charges right now. This is all up to a grand jury of everyday citizens.
Okay, coming up in about 5 minutes or so, we'll talk some high school football with you. Pensacola High School, by the way, over in Panama City, taking on Bay tonight. We'll talk about that and a lot more on News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump signing an executive order this afternoon to finalize a deal to keep TikTok available in the U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance.
Americans can use TikTok, but actually use it with more confidence than they had in the past, because their data is going to be secure.
TikTok will be taken over by a group of U.S. investors. The deal comes after Congress passed a law requiring Chinese company ByteDance to divest from the app or be banned in the U.S. over national security concerns. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth gathering the military's top brass for a meeting next week.
800 generals, admirals, and their senior enlisted aides have been ordered from their posts around the world to Washington, D.C. to gather in an auditorium at Marine Base Quantico in Virginia on Tuesday. The officers have not been told what the meeting is about.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. The Steelers play the Vikings this weekend in Dublin, and Aaron Rodgers revealed his favorite beer is a Guinness. While I do like a Guinness, I'd rather have a Spotted Cow, Heady Topper, or even a Yingling. Regardless of your beer preference, Rodgers will probably need a few cold ones after facing that Minnesota Vikings defense on Sunday, because I do think it's going to be a long day for him in Dublin. I'm Zach Gelb.
Sports fans, listen up. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening. Because health is a long game, and it's yours to win. Now, here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 25 cents for every purchase of Depend shields, guards, and RealFit products. Void in Mississippi? Learn more at Depend.com.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Santa Rosa County Commission looking at building a fairly expensive but comprehensive aquatic center, possibly even 2. City of Pensacola wants to rename a section of Belmont Street for the recently passed Reverend Powell. And why is Zach Smith, the guy who helped orchestrate the ouster of Martha Saunders at UWF as a trustee, is also a trustee at PSC? Is he gunning for Ed Meadows as well? You can listen to the conversation on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Pensacola residents will get an opportunity to weigh in on the reopening of Bay Bluffs Park along Scenic Highway. Mayor Reeves confirmed the city will hold a listening session on October 22nd at the Vickery Resource Center. The session will help determine what gets built first and how soon Bay Bluffs can safely reopen. The city has about $2 million available to begin planning and construction of the project.
Number two.
Listen, this is a really a good story. The city of Pensacola wants to honor the late Reverend John Powell, my former friend, a longtime community advocate, with an honorary street renaming. Mayor Reeves confirmed the block of Belmont Street between DeVillers and Roos Streets would receive honorary signage in Powell's name. The city council expected to consider the proposal in October, with a dedication ceremony tentatively set for November 1st.
Number three.
And as Gambia commissioners passed a budget for fiscal year 25-26 that is more than $750 million. The board also passed a countywide millage rate of 6.6, a 3% pay raise for county employees, and they also doubled the annual fee for fire protection services.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Santa Rosa commissioners meeting today to discuss implementing a toll on the Navarre Bridge. Commissioners going to base the decision on a third-party toll rate study. The review suggests setting the toll between, get this, $2 and $4 for southbound drivers. Santa Rosa County Commissioner Kerry Smith saying the money generated from the toll would cover the maintenance cost for that bridge. And it was interesting because they did a survey out there on Navarre Beach asking tourists. Now, I'm not sure why they asked tourists this, but, you know, what would you think about the tolls? Oh, hey, listen, you live in Paradise. What's $4, you know, if you're coming across? But then they asked the locals. And they went, oh, no, you don't.
Right.
I mean, it was across the board. Bunch of unhappy Navarre residents facing a $4 toll on the bridge.
Yeah, that's
pretty
crazy.
Steep.
Yeah, especially if you live around here and it's staring you in the face.
Well, especially if you're looking down the you know, 16 miles to the west, it's a dollar coming across.
That too.
The toll bridge going on to Pensacola. Where is the other $3 going?
And a ribbon cutting is scheduled for this Friday to celebrate the Lower Perdido Islands Restoration Project, which has restored and created 30 acres of coastal habitats on and around Robinson and Walker Islands near Orange Beach. The city says the initiative has enhanced vital ecosystems, including dunes, marshes, and subtidal bottoms, which are crucial for supporting local fish and wildlife.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Next pitch to Cal. Fly ball! Watch it fly! Cal Raleigh, how far? Wow!
Cal Raleigh had himself a night.
Only Judge, Maris, and Babe Ruth have ever hit more in American League history.
On Root Sports Northwest, Cal Raleigh not only hit his 59th home run Wednesday.
Fly ball!
Cal Raleigh's two home runs on Root Sports Northwest helped the Mariners beat the Rockies 9-2. Seattle clinched the American League West title with its 16th win in 17 games. The Mariners... Two home runs on Root Sports Northwest helped the Mariners beat the Rockies 9-2. Seattle clinched the American League West title with its 16th win in 17 games. The Mariners had won 10 in a row, then they lost one. Now they've won six straight, while the Astros have lost five in a row. Houston was beaten Wednesday 6-0 by the Athletics. The Astros one game behind the Tigers for the last American League wildcard spot with four games to play. Big night for baseball's top home run hitters. The Yankees' Aaron Judge hit a pair of homers in the Yankees' 8-1 win over the White Sox. Judge has 51. He joined Babe Ruth, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa as the only players with 50 or more home runs four times in their careers. Yanks starting pitcher Max Fried improved to 19-5, first 19-game winner in the majors this year. The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber hit two home runs Wednesday, now up to 56, three more than Shohei Ohtani for the National League lead. The Phillies hit a team record 8 home runs, and they clinched the first-round playoff bye with an 11-1 win over the Marlins. The Cleveland Guardians, with a 5-1 win over the Tigers, have taken over first place in the AL Central by one game over Detroit. Cleveland has won 17 of 19. Soccer, Lionel Messi scored twice for Inter Miami in a 4-0 win at NYCFC. With the victory, Inter Miami clinched a spot in the MLS playoffs. NFL Week 4 kicks off tonight. The 2-1 Cardinals host the 2-1 Seahawks. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And there's just one game on the college football slate to kick off Week 5 tonight. East Carolina hosting Army in an American Conference clash. Army coming off a loss to North Texas, currently 1-2 on the season. East Carolina is 2-2 on the year after losing to BYU last week. Kickoff set for 6:30.
You know, Tommy Oliver Stadium over in Panama City going to be busy for the next couple of days. Tonight, Pensacola High School at Bay. Big rivalry here, district game. Be over at Tommy Oliver. Kickoff at 7. Here you go tomorrow night. Here's your looking, the way it's looking for high school matchups. Milton at PC Mosley. Where are they playing the game? Tommy Oliver Stadium. There you go. Pensacola Catholic at Freeport. Crestview at Pace. Tate at Navarre. That's the ESPN Pensacola game of the week, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And 99.1 13:30 a.m. There you go. And you're part of that crew, so.
Yeah, all lucky right. Me.
Booker T. Washington at Escambia, Niceville Gulf Breeze, Flemington, Alabama. J. Rocky Bayou Christian at Central. Who's not playing this week? Pine Forest, West Florida, Northfield.
All righty. And just lastly here for your sports segment, since we've been talking about various types of football, week four of the NFL season begins tonight with Thursday night football. The Arizona Cardinals hosting the Seattle Seahawks in an NFC West battle. Both teams 2-1. Both of their losses coming to the Niners. Kickoff is set for 7:15 from State Farm Stadium in Glendale. You can also catch that on ESPN Pensacola. Again, that is 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. You can also tune in on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Here's today's health news.
The CDC has released some good and then there's some bad news regarding sexually transmitted diseases. Here's John Saucier with more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's provisional data for 2024 shows that, yes, STDs are down in American adults. Newborn babies aren't so lucky. Syphilis cases for newborns were up yet again in 2024. Back in 2012, there were about 300 cases in newborns. Last year, it was almost 4,000. The babies can get syphilis when it's passed from their mother during childbirth, and it's dangerous. The disease can cause death or other lifelong health problems like deafness or blindness. Another recent CDC study says only 80% of pregnant women are screened for syphilis. John Saucier, Fox News.
And HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. launching an abortion pill probe. He's ordered the FDA to study whether mifepristone, which is used in 2/3 of abortions in the U.S., is safe. The agency first approved a drug as safe and effective 25 years ago. It's commonly prescribed to women via telehealth appointments with out-of-state doctors in the 16 states where abortion is now illegal.
I'm not sure why all of these shrimp are going crazy here. Another recall for shrimp that may be contaminated with radioactive material. This is something out of a Buck Rogers movie or something, you know? Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. Food manufacturer Aquastar Corp. announcing a recall of more than 157,000 additional pounds of shrimp sold at Kroger locations and various other stores over concerns of being radioactively contaminated with cesium-137, a byproduct of nuclear reactions. The latest recall includes about 85,000 bags of Kroger's raw colossal easy peel shrimp, Mercado cooked medium peeled tail-off shrimp, and Aquastar peeled tail-on shrimp skewers. The products were sold from June 12th to September 17th. You can get more information on the recall at FDA.gov. Or for more health news, go to FoxNewsHealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, a House Democrat plans to file articles of impeachment against a member of the Trump administration. You could probably guess this is RFK Jr. Ryan Schmeltz has details from Washington.
Congresswoman Haley Stevens says Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s, quote, efforts to jeopardize public health, increase the cost of health care, and cut critical medical research are grounds for impeachment. The Michigan Democrat and Senate candidate says she plans to draft articles of impeachment against Secretary Kennedy, saying he's making our country less safe. Kennedy stands little chance of being impeached with Republicans controlling Congress. The Trump administration says it's trying to shake up the medical world to make America healthy again. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
445 News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Austin is sliding in here with a look at the weather and traffic together this afternoon. It looks like the 10 freeway eastbound's got a mess.
Yeah, we have been dealing with some issues on that. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. We did have an accident report on I-10 if you were traveling eastbound. This is going to be as you were passing exit 22. That's to get onto Avalon Boulevard. There was an accident report just east of Avalon Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that. Looks like the congestion is slowly but surely starting to break up, but it's still backed up at this time. Outside of that, got some issues at the intersection of Davis Highway and Brent Lane. Also, just north of that, the intersection of Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard. Just got a lot of stuff going on around there. Outside of that, your worst-looking spot would have to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon. All righty, looking at the weather, 84 degrees, low of 72. Got about a 60% chance of showers tonight. Going to drop to around 40 in the first half of your Friday. And then come Friday night, it should be just about gone, giving you a sunny, mostly clear weekend.
You see, talking about Friday night, the flag drops at Five Flags Speedway Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
They're racing out there. Kevin Harvick is in town with his son, Keelan.
Yeah.
So a big night out there at the racetrack. Rainy weather continuing for the eastern seaboard. As a matter of fact, storms brewing in the Atlantic. Pretty much wet everywhere except the south. Here's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean with more in this Fox weather forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue for much of today into Friday morning for much of the eastern seaboard as a cold front moves offshore. There's also a chance of storms with the risk of flash flooding for parts of the southwest as we head into the weekend. High temperatures, gusty winds, and dry conditions are contributing to the high fire danger for the interior northwest, and the Atlantic Basin is active with Hurricane Gabrielle and Tropical Storm Umberto, but no direct impacts to the U.S. as of yet. Fox Weather has all of the details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
President Trump signed an executive order today to keep TikTok operating in the U.S. Edward Lawrence has the details.
What happens next is that the new American joint venture will finalize the agreement with the Chinese ByteDance, the Chinese parent company, over the next 120 days. Now, once that is final, Oracle will then be able to wall off data from American users from the Chinese government. Now, Oracle will have the app source code, so any updates will come from the American company for American users. In the deal, the Chinese parent company will have less than 20% of the American joint venture. So TikTok lives, but the overall relationship with China remains tenuous. China cut off access to rare earth minerals earlier this year in order to get more relaxed export controls of artificial intelligence chips as well as jet engines.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Oracle, Silver Lake, and Abu Dhabi's MGX will be the main investors in TikTok's U.S. business, according to CNBC. Those three companies will control roughly 45% of TikTok USA. ByteDance, TikTok's Chinese parent, will own 19.9%, with the remaining 35% in the hands of ByteDance investors. President Donald Trump signed an executive order today backing the proposed deal that will keep the social media app running in the U.S. Amazon will reportedly pay $2.5 billion to settle Federal Trade Commission allegations that it tricked users into paying for Prime memberships. The lawsuit claims Amazon deceived tens of millions of customers into signing up for its Prime subscription and sabotaged their attempts to cancel it. Stocks were lower on Wall Street, with the major averages losing anywhere to 0.3 to 0.5%. Crude oil futures for November are above $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, hundreds of layoffs and other cuts are being planned over at Starbucks. This is interesting. Jenny Casola has that story for us.
Some North American Starbucks locations will be closing, and 900 corporate jobs are being cut. CEO Brian Nichols says it wasn't able to update the coffee houses it's closing, or it couldn't see the locations being financially viable. Though Nichols says the company has already opened numerous coffee houses over the past year, and it is renovating about 1,000 existing locations. Updated stores are seeing customers visiting more often and staying longer. As for the corporate positions being cut, Nichols says it's not all layoffs. It's eliminating many open positions. Jenny Cosella, Fox News.
And Hershey is the winner of a lawsuit claiming its Reese's Halloween candies aren't spooky enough. The class action lawsuit accused the company of false advertising because its jack-o'-lantern Reese's cups don't have a face, but the packaging for the product depicts a grinning pumpkin. I have noticed this, by the way. Mm-hmm. The consumers claimed they were disappointed when they unwrapped a treat. But a U.S. district judge ruled the lawsuit failed to prove that there was any economic injury.
Listen, this just proves that people have too much time on their hands. This is a perfect example right here.
Slow day, man.
Yeah, it is. 4:50, 10 away from 5. News Radio 92.3. Elon Musk is AI will now be available for federal agencies within the U.S. government. Jessica Rosenthal reports on the story.
The General Services Administration says now Grok 4 and Grok 4 Fast will be available to federal agencies for 42 cents through March of 2027. As part of the deal, XAI engineers will provide support to help integrate Grok into government operations. Nearly 2 months ago, OpenAI announced an agreement with GSA, and then a couple of weeks later, Gemini and Anthropic followed suit. Grok's deal fell through temporarily after it had written anti-Semitic responses and even praised Hitler this summer. Grok creator Elon Musk said at the time that Grok had become too compliant and eager to please, and that these issues have been resolved. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, if you got a Ford truck, you might want to listen to this one. More than 115,000 Ford trucks are being recalled over a defect that could cause a loss of steering control. Now, this is serious.
Yeah.
This is something you have to really take seriously. Jeff Manasso has more on the report on News Radio 92.3.
The recall affects 2021 through 22 Ford F-250, 350, and 450 pickups, in which the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that the steering column upper shaft hard slider doesn't meet pull-apart specifications and may allow it to separate from the steering column, leading to a loss of steering control and without warning to alert drivers. Ford says it's not aware of any accidents or injuries due to the defect. Recall notices are set to be going out as early as next week for a free fix. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some of your hardest-hitting pop culture notes and some more frivolous headlines for you, along with one final check of your roads and weather for this hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Seems like there's more identity theft in the news every day.
Another major healthcare breach was reported today, resulting in the exposure of
consumers have been a victim of identity.
That's because there are endless places that could accidentally expose you to identity theft in a breach or simply by mistake. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Adana from Mathnasium. Mathnasium is thrilled to join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9. If you have school-aged kids, you won't want to miss this. Whether your child is catching up, keeping up, or ready to get ahead, Mathnasium has a solution tailored just for them. We're not just teaching math, we're changing lives through it. I can't wait to dive into the world of Mathnasium with you on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Five away from five, News Radio 92.3. Sounds like a little bit of that kind of British ska music, you know?
Yeah.
I like it. Good stuff. All right. Austin Price, you heard his voice there. He's all ready to go with the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Speaking of Avalon, if you're on I-10, traveling eastbound, passing exit 22 to get onto Avalon, we did have an accident reported there. And the congestion started to die down, but it has since ramped back up. And we actually had a texter letting us know the crash is still there, saying it was an overturned box truck. So hopefully all is well over there. Thank you for texting. And always feel free to 850-437-1620. Let us know what you're seeing out there, especially if it's something we're missing. Keep us on our toes here. Also got an accident report on Michigan Avenue. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, just causing a small wave of congestion at this time. As for your weather, 84 degrees, going to be a low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow's going to see some, it's going to be a low of 72 tonight with a 60% chance of showers. Then we get into your Friday, only a 40% chance. And then, heck, come Saturday and Sunday, we're not going to have any rainfall chances at all.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, the old Farmer's Almanac winter forecast is in. I like this old book. It's pretty accurate, actually. Teresa Crowley takes a look at it.
The Almanac's headline reads, mostly mild with pockets of wild. Temperatures near normal to slightly mild across much of the country, overall drier than normal, mapping 18 regions mild and dry down the west coast into Arizona. Mild and dry from the plains to Texas, Chicago, and the upper Midwest. But cold and dry from Kentucky through Pennsylvania, with a snowy patch from Ohio to North Carolina. Cold and wet for Florida. Mild and wet for the Mountain West. Mild and snowy for New Mexico and northern Arizona. And mild and dry for the Mid-Atlantic through New England. The Old Farmer's Almanac claims 80% accuracy with an old-time formula of solar activity, moon cycles, and position of the planets. But your accuracy may vary. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And iHeartRadio will unveil this year's Jingle Ball lineup on Friday. The holiday concert series has taken place annually since 2000 and has featured some of the biggest names in music. Last year featured acts such as Vincent Boone, Tate McRae, Katy Perry, and 21 Pilots. And we can do a challenge in a moment to see how many of those people Chris has heard of. Jingle Ball concerts have been held across the country with cities like Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, and Miami hosting concerts last year.
All right. Some Christian leaders are reporting an uptick in church attendance that they believe is because of the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Here's Kevin Cork. He's got the story.
It's been called the Charlie Kirk effect, and the evidence lies not only in the pews, but also on social media. One user writing, "Our church was packed today. Hundreds came to Christ through baptism after the service. The Charlie effect? Praise God." Another said he came back to church for the first time in 9 years. Vice President J.D. Vance even noted that his faith has become stronger because of Charlie. Matt Zeruzin, the CEO of the Newman Ministries, that's a Catholic nonprofit working on about 250 college campuses, also reported a big increase in mass attendance.
And William Shatner's agent denying reports that the 94-year-old actor is in the hospital. TMZ reported yesterday that the Star Trek legend had a medical emergency and was rushed to a hospital, claiming he called paramedics from his L.A. home after experiencing issues with his blood sugar. But now his agency, Talent Works, has released a statement saying the reports are false and that Shatner is at home and doing just fine.
You know, it's called damaged goods in Los Angeles. If you're an actor out there and you have like a heart attack or something like that, they consider you damaged goods, and it's really hard to get gigs. So I'm sure that's why his team is kind of, you know, downplaying whatever happened. I hope Captain Kirk's okay, though.
Well, and also with his age, it's all the more likely for people to believe something. Like, oh, no, something's wrong.
You're absolutely right. And my prayers are going out to Captain Kirk. Hope he's okay. An iconic dictionary has gotten an update. Lillian Wu has more on the story.
More than two decades after its last hard copy update, Merriam-Webster rolling out its 12th edition collegiate dictionary. It's got 5,000 new words ranging from slang like riz, meaning charm or appeal, to cold brew, hard pass, and dad bod. There's also a nod to shifting consumer trends, for instance, dumb phone or ghost kitchen. That's a professional facility only for preparing and delivering food. And it's got more obscure words like petrichor, the fresh scent in the air after rain during a warm, dry period. What's been taken out? Biographical and geographical entries, which Merriam-Webster believes people no longer use dictionaries for. Word nerds can pre-order now for the tome dropping November 18th. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
When's the last time you looked at a dictionary in their house?
It's been a while.
Yeah, me too. Hey, listen, coming up in 12, we got some more information, breaking news for you. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.